if you're able to get past it and seek the growth within, you really will come out of it with a whole different mindset and perspective on life that I think will set you in the right direction. I think we have to become mentally stronger. I have always enjoyed listening and hearing about learning about the stories of, you know, great artists who traveled.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
To explore, to learn, to grow.
Yeah.
I'm sure to be inspired. Because, you know, life inspired their paintings. And I love that they just kind of went wherever, you know.
Yeah.
And I have imagined our own life being that way. We have just taken risks and gone. And, as you know, I think that I see myself as a spiritual person, as someone who is influenced by my faith, and yet I think that sometimes we allow religion to make things complicated.
Become about right and wrong instead of just living.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which obviously adds a layer of complication and maybe confusion. When a choice becomes a sort of moral dilemma instead of just being a simple choice.
Mm-hmm.
It can be debilitating. Religion can be debilitating, and binding, and restrictive.
Well, I found myself I strive to. Me hand me my notebook, please. Mm-hmm. And doubt and darkness within my mind, that religion is a telling sign of anything real. Corruption of the living heart, freedom cursed and ripped apart. Bounds, chains of gnawing kind, doubt and darkness within the mind.
religion gets in the way. And that's what I think I, you know. Freedom's cursed by religious thought, because you don't really actually have freedom at all with religion.
Conflict within, between religious ideas that are made to restrict and give rules for living, and the freedom we have. To actually just choose to live the life you want to live,
mm-hmm.
however you want to live it.
Yeah.
And there's a battle going on
mm-hmm.
in your mind and heart between those two ideas. And of course we know if you grow up or if you're taught certain kinds of religious ideas, they can be very strong and long-lasting and difficult to shake. And because the way they're taught is that, you know, they're fundamental, you know, and meaning that, you know, they're absolute, they can't be changed or altered, and if you deviate from them, you know, there's dire consequences for those actions. But the actual real truth is we have total freedom
mm-hmm.
in our lives and in our choices, and that's both, you know, a beautiful thing and a difficult thing, because no one's going to tell you, I mean, that people are happy to tell you actually what to do and how to live. Right, that's part of what religious people do,
mm-hmm.
and that's how they leverage that kind of manipulation and power and control over people, is by telling them what to do and how to live, and then guilt tripping them into doing it. You know, but we don't have to subjugate ourselves to that idea, because that's not what God's idea is. His is one of freedom and of living a full life and of making choices and walking with Him in those choices.
Mm-hmm.
So the two things are at odds with each other, obviously, you know. And, you know, if you study, you know, the Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the
Gospels,
then you see the religious people are the ones that Jesus was at odds with.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes sense that we're at odds and within ourselves with these very religious ideas that seek to control and manipulate us in a very sort of subversive and, you know, sometimes not that obvious. That's what's happening.
Because
mm-hmm. it's dressed up in the right thing, quote unquote, you know, to do.